Welcome back to Why I Love. I'm Nigel. Thank you for carving out this little piece of time today. This episode is an invitation to something small and hopeful, a practice I call the promise shelf. Over the next 25 minutes, I want to show how keeping tiny promises, 1 minute, one text, one task, can quietly rebuild your trust in yourself and mend the small tears we leave in our relationships. I'll share a personal story, 3 micro-promise templates you can use immediately, a simple daily ritual to track them, and a 1-week challenge to get you started. If you're worried about failing or adding more pressure to your life, stay with me. I'll address that too, with repair scripts and consent language that keeps things safe and gentle. Before we begin, a quick safety note. Small promises are meant to free you, not burden you. If you're in a relationship where promises could create pressure or risk, if power is uneven or safety is a concern, please choose private, safe ways to practice or seek pastoral or professional support. This practice is for building integrity, not for creating obligation where it's unsafe. So, here's the big question I want to hold with you for a moment. What would change if you could trust your word to yourself and others again? One small promise at a time. Imagine the relief of waking up and knowing the small commitments you make are things you actually keep. How would that alter the tone of your day, your relationships, the story you tell about who you are?
I want to tell you a short, true story. A few years ago, I promised a close friend I would help them move on a Saturday. It was a tiny promise, 3 hours of lifting and a pizza afterwards. But the week before, my calendar filled up, and I kept telling myself I could do it later. On the day, I texted to say I couldn't make it. Their response was gracious, but later we both carried a stiffness I hadn't expected. What surprised me most wasn't their disappointment. It was the small, sharp voice inside me that began to whisper, "You're unreliable. You don't follow through." That whisper grew into a story I started telling myself about who I was. Over time, little slips like that piled up, and I found I hesitated to offer help at all for fear of failing again.
That was the turning point. I realized the problem wasn't the one missed moving day. Missed days happen. The real issue was that I had lost a network of tiny trust-building moments. Keeping promises, even the smallest ones, strengthens the muscle of integrity. Spiritually, it reminds me of the simple command that guides so much of our life together: love your neighbor as yourself. Practically and psychologically, kept commitments rebuild identity. You become the kind of person who keeps their word. One small kept promise can be more identity-changing than a grand vow that never gets lived out.
Now, practical tools. I want to give you 3 micro-promise templates you can use today. Say them out loud if you want. First, the private promise. This is a promise to yourself. Keep it tiny. Example phrasing, today at 2, I will step outside for 5 minutes and breathe without checking my phone. Simple, reversible, private. Second, the public signal. This is a visible, low-pressure promise you make to someone else, but with a no-pressure exit. Example phrasing, I'll send you a quick check-in text tomorrow. No need to reply. Just letting you know I'm thinking of you. That no need to reply line removes obligation for the other person. Third, the reciprocity promise. This is a small offer of help that also invites acceptance. Example phrasing, if you ever need a 10-minute walk and talk this week, I'm free Tuesday at 6. No pressure. Each template is short, specific, and reversible. They train your body and your word to align.
Let me teach you the promise shelf ritual. Simple, low-tech, and audio-friendly. Imagine a tiny shelf in your mind, or a physical list on your phone called promise shelf. Each day, record 1 to 3 micro-promises you make, private, public, or reciprocity. At the end of the day, take 30 seconds to honor what you kept. Check it off, jot one line about how it felt, or simply say a short blessing. If you prefer something tactile, use 3 sticky notes on a real shelf, green for kept, yellow for postponed, red for broken, with no shame attached. For a faith-rooted option, say a 1-sentence blessing when you review your shelf, something like, "Thank you for this small faithfulness." The key is consistency over perfection.
I can already hear someone asking, what if I miss a promise? Great question, and a common fear. When a promise is missed, use a short repair script that keeps things honest and compassionate. Try this language. I'm sorry I didn't follow through on X. I let myself down, and I'm sorry if it inconvenienced you. If you're open, I'll make a new small plan and do my best to keep it. If the promise was public, add a line that reduces pressure. No need to respond. Just wanted to acknowledge this. For retracting a promise entirely, be clear and consent respecting. I need to step back from the promise I made. Can we talk about what that means for you? I want to make sure this doesn't put you at risk. These scripts are short, honest, and avoid piling shame on top of failure.
A couple more safeguards. Start with promises that are reversible and 1 minute or one text in length. Avoid making public promises to people in coercive or imbalanced relationships. If you're accountable to someone, choose an accountability partner who doesn't weaponize your mistakes, someone gentle. And remember the most important principle. A missed day is data, not destiny. The aim here is rhythm and identity, not perfection.
Okay, here's the micro keep 1 week challenge. Day one, choose three micro promises, one private, one public signal, one reciprocity promise. Day two through six, keep them, track them on your promise shelf, and at least once during the week, send yourself a one sentence note about how it felt to keep or miss a promise. Day seven, do a short accountability check-in, 5 minutes with a friend or with yourself, to notice patterns and plan the next week. If you miss a promise, use the repair script, normalize the miss, and pick a new tiny promise. The aim is momentum. Tiny wins make a habit of trust.
Let's slow down now. Take a breath with me. I'm going to ask a few reflective questions. I'll leave space between each one so you can answer quietly. When was the last time you truly felt someone rely on your word? When was the last time you relied on your own word to yourself? What small promise could you make right now that would feel honest and doable, one you could check off before the day ends? Picture that promise and plan when you will do it.
Before we close, a quick note on language. If you're faith-rooted, you might frame these promises as tiny acts of stewardship or faithfulness. If you prefer secular language, think of them as integrity exercises. Both ways strengthen your sense of self and your capacity to love others. Either way, the practice points back to a very simple truth. The more you keep your word to yourself, the more you can offer your word to others without erosion.
All right, one last practical tip. Put one micro-promise on your calendar, not as a to-do you'll ignore, but as a small devotion to your future self. Set a reminder with wording that lowers pressure. Something like 5-minute phone-free walk, for me. Then when the reminder pings, honor it. Small acts become the proof you need that you are reliable and worthy of trust.
Thank you for joining me today. If this episode meant something to you, try the 1 week micro keep challenge and share how it goes with one person who can cheer you on. If you can, subscribe so you don't miss the next practice episode. Above all, remember this little line I love. Love who you are and watch the world change. I'll meet you next time on Why I Love.